Supreme Court may rule this week on two cases involving whether race can be considered in university admissions. Ira Spitzer says affirmative action has been used since the 1960s to try and diversify college campuses.
In two separate cases, the group Students for Fair Admissions has targeted Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Both cases feature Asian American plaintiffs who say they were denied admission as a result of affirmative action policies. Affirmative action has previously survived several Supreme Court challenges.
Nearly 3 in 4 black executives say they've seen a positive change in hiring, keeping, and promoting black employees since 2020. Respondents surveyed were C-suite senior leaders, mostly from organizations of 10,000 employees or larger. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.